Michigan lawmakers started a new session last week amid calls for more bipartisanship. But Portage Republican Representative Margaret O'Brien says she has worked with Democrats on many pieces of legislation. She says sometimes those fly under the radar.
There will always be issues that tend to be more ideological. That is why people pick parties. And those are always going to be great political sound bites.
O'Brien plans to work on more bills in the next session that she says Democrats can support. The last term ended with lawmakers passing legislation that makes Michigan a so-called right-to-work state. The bill includes an appropriation, which shields it from referendum. Opponents can still pursue an amendment to the state constitution, but that requires more signatures. Is that a dangerous precedent that might be eating away at our rights as citizens to ask for a repeal of a law or a referendum on a law?
You know, it would only be a dangerous precedent if it was something that truly had never been done before. And one of the things that we had decided when the Republicans took control of the House, a criticism that Michigan citizens had had is you pass legislation, you know it's going to cost money, and you don't appropriate the money to implement it. And so we have tried to be very cautious, and by and large, very few pieces of legislation have had an appropriation in it. We've tried to work with the governor or work with it in the budget in advance to make sure it was there. But when issues have come up that we had not put into the budget, we have made sure the appropriation was there. Here with the issue of right to work, the governor has already posted for a person to be hired to be helping with compliance, to be dealing with confusion, because there is a lot of questions about when it takes effect. So there was a real appropriation made, and the money is going to be spent. And so in that case, it was very appropriate. But when we have policy issues that come to us with an appropriation, I make sure I'm asking the questions. How is it going to be spent? How did you derive the figure? What is it? And if it's just a token dollar amount and there's nothing to back it up, it can be challenged in court.
But I'm wondering if future legislatures are going to look at it that way, or will they look back and say, here was this bill. It generated some controversy. The way to avoid having a direct referendum on it was make sure that there's an appropriation in there.
Future legislatures will always look back at previous legislatures, and we did that when the Republicans came to control the House and said, how do we want to manage and lead the House? And it has been done in the past. Sometimes it's been very questionable. We tried to ensure that if we were going to pass legislation with an appropriation in it, it was needed.
O'Brien says she hopes that when Governor Snyder gives his State of the State address tonight in Lansing, he will lay out a plan for the future, including transportation funding.
And I hope that he's going to dive into the topic that as we move to more fuel-efficient vehicles and we move to more hybrid vehicles, how are we going to deal with roads? Right now, all the solutions put out there are still based on gasoline and taxation of some sort, whether it's increasing the taxes at the pump or it's talking about changing it to a wholesaler tax instead of paying for it when you fill up by gallon.
And the reason you bring up hybrid and fuel-efficient vehicles is because if vehicles are using less gasoline, then you're not collecting as much in tax revenue from that, from a gas tax, as you would otherwise.
Exactly. We have two issues. As we move to more fuel-efficient vehicles, if we have a system that is heavily reliant on gasoline taxes, it is going to be a system that will continue to decline. And so that is a failed system from the get-go. If we look at gasoline taxes and hybrid vehicles, as we get better with technology and the vehicle prices come down so that the average family can afford it, then those users do not currently pay into the roads at all. And so we then have people being taken off the system. We have to make sure we're not building a system that 15 years from now doesn't have the people to pay in to maintain it.
The governor last year proposed an increase in vehicle registration fees. That did not get very much support anywhere in the legislature, including amongst the governor's fellow Republicans. Those are the users, at least of roads, right? What's wrong with the idea of vehicle registration fees or increasing them as a way to help fund road improvements?
I think it's fair to look at vehicle registration fees as, is that a long-term proposal that is something sustainable? The main criticism I heard about vehicle registration fees were about for limited income families. It's very expensive to have to pay that bill. And if you have multiple cars, it can be very costly. The other concern was that it's tied to the value of the vehicle. And the value of the vehicle doesn't equate to the actual road usage or the wear and tear on the vehicle. I think it would have been different if you would have said, let's just look at vehicle registration fees, but it was also coupled with gasoline tax increases. And so then my reservation about his entire policy was it might work for the next 3 to 5 years, but as we continue to strive for more fuel efficiency and we bring more hybrid vehicles onto the roads, I can guarantee that in 10, 15 years, we would be back at square one.
Republican State Representative Margaret O'Brien of Portage. You can hear a longer version of this interview at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.